They are on Daf, Kuf Yud Beis, Amad Aleph. We have one Taisvis, the second Taisvis on the Yomid, which is on the previous Sugya. Ma lanuche kado de milche, bahadi kado de kimche. The Gemara cleared the Shailim. We could leave an open kad of salt next to an open kad of kutach. And the shailu is, since these are both used, perhaps in the usage, unintentionally, some of the kutach will fall into the melach. And since the melach is also used for boso, they might go and put some of the kutach on the bosa. Ma lanuchi kado de milche badikado de kimcha omalei osa. So Taisva says, in lesser mitam zem, loniach beteva achas, to put into one box and one drawer, kachel bosa eitzer kachel cholok, the hosom nizar yofe shleipel mizel zem. There, people realize this is bosa, this is cholov, so they're very careful that one should not fall on the other. Avol hoche loimaski adatayu lizoyo shaloyipo minakutach bemelach. Melach is a part of the article, so people will not be too careful to be nizer that some of the kutach should not fall on the melach. And then later, when it does fall in, they won't realize this. The same shaila was by chale. Because chaymetz is something that is put into tavshilim. And the Gemara says that by chaymetz, by vinegar, it's a dovolach, so even if a small amount of kutach falls in, it will become bottle. It's not ben, it dissolves and it will become bottle. And Shulchan Aruch says the shishim in the chaymetz. Rashi just seems to say it's not nois and tam, of the taste of the chaymetz. Let us continue the Gemara further. Ahu ba geizlo, there was a geshochten a geizel, the nofel lekada de kimche, and somehow it fell into a kad of kutach. It seems it was there a longer period of time till they found, it, and they took it out. Shor ye rafune berei derovem ipashrunye. So Rav Chinene was matarit. Omar Rove, even though it was shoye in this kutach, Omar Rove man chokim lemishre ki hay gavne, who would be intelligent, smart to be matar ilav Rav Chinene berei de Rove mipash runye. I mean, what was the godless of this heter? Because we have a problem that is a member of Shmuel Meliach Arayu Kereiseach. There's salt in the kutach. So, and the Shir Meliach is 18 minutes, and perhaps it was there 18 minutes. So, L'chayre, there'd be a svara to say that it assert that the kutach, which has salt in it, assert the geizel. So the Rav said, so we have to have a chochem like Rav Chinene, who understands the Tzdodei HaShaila very well. And Kosova, he holds, ki omar Shmuel, meliach areyu kereiseach. When did Shmuel say that something that is salty, as a din keilu, it was roasted, that it is, there is so much salt added to it that is not edible. So such a large amount of salt can create that what is shoya in it is kilu, it was roasted. Meliach harayu kireiseach. Aval hai kutcha, but this kutach, even though the ingredients of the kutach, one adds salt to the kutach also, aval hai nechel machmas molchoi, but it's nechel machmas molchoi, so memele, so there's no din of meliach harayu kireiseach, so it won't answer. You just wash it off. Finish. You have a bar goizel, you just wash it off. Let us see what Rashi says. Shor yei rabchinene afar pi shakutach meliachu. Even though the kutach is meliach, he was matter. So why was he matter? Because that what Shmuel said, that meliach ayikir seyach, deini nechol machmas mocha. That you cannot eat it. It's not edible because of the tremendous amount of salt. Ad shesheirim madichen oisei b'mayim. Till, and if you want to get rid of the salt, you have to first soak it in water, and then you wash it off, and then it becomes edible. Kain melichas bosa lahatznia. So Rashi says, if you want to know, but a lot of salt means, means when you want to preserve meat, so it is salted so strongly that it's not edible. And in order to make it edible, you have to now soak it in water and then wash it off. A bakutach is nechel machmas molchayu. Even though it's salted, it's edible. So this meliach has no, does not make it. Does not make a meliach. There's no din of here meliach harei kireiseach. So the Gemara says, but let's go a little further. Bahani milichai. That is dafke. When the geisel was raw, so the whole sibbe to make it reiseach is dafke through the salt and the kutach. So we said very good that the salt and the kutach is not. You need a salt that is eini nechol machmas molchei avol tzli. But what is if it would be roasted? Boy klipe, so then it'll be beleya klipe. What does Rashi say? Klipe milamayla sovet. Now there are two mahalchim in halacha. What does this mean, sleep? There's one daya that sleep means it's leisei, it's rusach. It was roasted in its hat. It's off the fire. It took it off the fire and it fell into the kutach. So then you'll need kedei klipe. That's one malach. Now Tosfos before here's a problem with this. Taisus says, if it's Reisech, Taisus holds by Tzli, it's by Lei Kedei Netila. And here it says Kedei Klipe. That's Taisus Kasha. So Rabbi Kevei Getain is that he doesn't understand the problem because here we're talking about, we say, we paskin Tato Gobal. So the Tato was cold. So it's only mevashel kedei klipa. Fully old sli is mevashel kedei netila, but here you say tato gova, and the tato is tzaina. So memele, so here he tainis that he doesn't understand Taisus' problem. So Taisus lemaisa says that it's speaking about a goizel sli that's tzaina, even though it's cold, it's not hot, but it seems the sli softens it up, and it's beleya kedei klipe. So that's how Taisus learns Pshat. A goyz bachlal is a dovarach, and then Lemaisa was Sli, so Lemaisa is Pedalei Kedei Klip. That is, then you need Kedei Klip. The Isbei Pili, if there are splits, indentations, openings in the Bsar HaGoizel, then Kulei also, then it fell into the Kutach, so the Kutach will seep into the whole Goizel, and then Hadocha won't help, Klipa won't help, the whole Goizel becomes also. V'metavel betavlin, also, if it was cooked with tavlin, so the tavlin also soften up the Goizel, and Kula Yosa. So everything will be Yosa. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. V'yisbe pili bekoyim. There are indentations, splits. V'hu tzli. So Rashi learns. It's a machlekes, a peiskim. The Sefer Trumas holds if this bekoyim, it's a filu, it's raw. The whole thing is Yosa. Rashi seems to learn it's a combination of tzli with bekoyim. Tzli with bekoyim, so then it gets, the kutach becomes nivla bekulay. Leisagile beklipe, lefi shebeleya derech habekoyim, bekulay yosa. Vimetavl betavlim, what if it was a tavlim's nishbashlo imoy mechachech imoy soy, it softens the meat, the noyach levloya, and it is beileya. It's very easy to swallow the liquid that it is soaking in. Shanofa lakuta hayotzome levloya ubola. So memele, the tavlin makes that it becomes like a sponge, and it swallows the mashka that it is shakua in. Let us see Taisvis. Ani mili deine nechol machmas molche. The Mora said, this aloche that Shmuel had said, this aloche that Shmuel had said that it's tzli is like rusach, that meliche is like rusach the tzli, that's dafke a meliche deine nechol machmas molche. Horav, Rab Yaakov Yisroel, Hitter Pamachas, Gigis Malaya Boso, Shenimlecha Yofa, one salted, it was a barrel full of Boso, that was very well salted, Imchatichas Nevela, and there was a piece of Nevela also in this barrel, Ba'omar, and Rab Yaakov Yisroel said, Leichoshiv leinechol machmas molchoi, elim kein nimlach kein ibud. Unless it is such an amount of salt that it's like when you ma'abed oiris, you harden the oir with a large amount of salt, that's called einechol machmas molchoi. Kidoma perik la godol, hayman de molach bisro bishabis, a person who salts meat in Shabbos chayim mishum ma'abed. He's chayim alts ma'abed. That means that's a process of ibud oiris. Umukilo the boy liyuche. This is, he wants to use this boss, he wants to preserve the boss up. So he wants to take it on the journey. So such a salting, that is, then you say, melicha reyot kireseh. Havo le beso. But if a person samazai does not want to preserve it, he just wants to eat it at home. Leimashvi inish michlei eitz. He won't make the food hard as a piece of wood. So he was matarit. So there's no din malicha kerei seyach. So this nevela did not asal the basa, because that's eini nechol machmas molchay. Ubekuntres nami pirish eini nechol meiroi melech sheboy. Rashi also says the same thing. Einenechol machmas molche means that it is so salty that it is impossible to eat until you soak it in water, and then you wash off the salt. The kosher Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam made a kosher. So the whole din of Valicha Arayu Kiriseich was speaking about a special, a unique type of salting, a salting that was used to preserve meat. That salting is Malicha Arayu Kiriseich. But all the time when you salt meat, Stamazoi, Lebeisoi, there's no problem. So, because Rabbeinu Tam, the Otu Hanu At Mahosa Dimlicha Begida De Nashir, we heard in the beginning of Perik Yid Anoshe that they salted Yachayim together with the Yid Anoshe. The Maisi Allah, the Gemara brings that Areyu Kereseich, Melech Areyu Kereseich, Pechinim Lechu Le'ucha. So is it then speaking about over there that someone was going on a journey and they salted this Yerechayim? It should be to preserve it for a long period of time. There's Pasha speaking about that was salted Lebeisoi. V'chein kore shenimlach bo boso hosalasa bo rusach. Also, because milach arei kereseich, kore shenimlach bo boso means after they salted it to go on the journey. V'pinche l'ave b'ramami, v'chein rav mori leide d'imlach leibosa shchuta ba'di treifa b'sabach. Otu, kol hani have l'uche oi latznie, it was only to take for a journey or to preserve for a long period of time, k'perish ha'kuntres, that mistab. V'oima rabbeinu tam, so therefore the rabbeinu tam is chaylik an Rashi, and Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael, Rabbi Netam says, the chol meliche sha'onu oisin likdeira, all the meliches that we make on boso in order to cook it. That means when we kasha meat, you know, we don't make it hard as an eighth, but that meliche that we make in with boso to extract the dam, shivi ein the chol imach mesolcha. That's also called Eine Nechel Machmas Moch. How do I know this? Mit the Pirish Balochis Gdeilis, Alochis Gdeilis says, the Shir Meliche Kishir Tzliye, Mishum de Melich Aleihu Kereseach de Tzli. The Bahak said, how long do, when you kasha meat, how long do you have to kasha? 18 minutes, that's the Shir Tzli. The Shir Tzli is 18 minutes. So Mameli says, so you have to kasha meat 18 minutes. So it comes out, so it seems that meliche, the meliche to kasha meat, that's like tzli. And that's meliche alei kereseach. And that's speaking the salting of kashering meat. So we see that also does not have a halacha, that also has halacha v'eini nechol machmas molchoi. And you say Melich Arei Kereseach. V'chei Mashbe Barkei Betzchabe. Taisa says the Gemara Menachos also would seem like this. The Kama Taime Demiat Eikra. The Gemara has a miut on what? There's a mitzvah on a kol to be make malicha and the kobonis. The Gemara is a limud. There are certain things you make malicha and certain things you don't make malicha. And the Gemara says, one of the tznoim is, it has to be oila le'ishim. It's something, you only make malicha on something that you put al ha'ish. That means the evorim of an oila, the emurim. These things which are oile le'ishim, these things you have to make malich. So the Gemara says, but the dam that you use lezrike, the dam you never, is not oile le'ishim. So the dam, you don't have to make malich. Because alimut. So the Gemara asks Akash, the comma, taime de miya tekha. Why don't you make malicha and dam? Because they have a miut. You only make something, malicha and something that's oil elisha. Olavochi, but if I wouldn't have this meat, Havamina dam liboy melach, then I, without this limit, I would say dam liboy melach. Frag the Gemara, how could you have a havamina that you salt the dam that's oimed lezrike, von nofik lay miteres dam? It doesn't have a teres dam for zrike. The omar of Yehuda dam shem molchoi einay oiver olam. You're not oiver on achilas dam. Whatever you're not over on Achilles Dam, it's not Roilas Rike. Alma Meliches Kochim Havi Einechel Machmas Molchai. Midapota Dam She Molchai Kmei Dam She Bishloi. The Gemara says, you're not over on Dam She Bishloi. And since Melich Areil Kerei Seyech, you're not over on Dam She Molchai. So the Gemara is like, so if you're not over, so it's not Roilas Rike. So the Gemara is like, so why do you need a meal? So you see, in what kind of meliche do you make over there? Kvaydam shebishlo diminos dey noivola, but come also rabba, come al meliches kochim v'chein likdeichem. So there's enough in the Gemara. The Gemara says the amount of meliche you make on kochim is the similar oifen of meliche you make when you kash a meat likdeichem, that you should be able to cook it. Now, And the Gemara says, so if there would be a din melicha on dam, so why need a posik to be mighty din melicha? It's posel lezrike because melicha rei kerei seyach. So we see clearly that a melicha that is likdeira also is considered einei nechel machmas molch. It doesn't have to be the melicha that is made to preserve food. Alma lemelicha kteres, zorich li necholi machmas molchem. So you see that a melicha lekdere, that's also not called necholi machmas molchem. And therefore the Rabbeinu Tam is chaylik on Rashi. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Nachman am Shvu. Kikt ke shechotach ole boso. We're talking about boso tzli. Someone cut boso tzli. And we'll see, poshet it was, the tzli was half cooked. Was roi lachila, and when you cut the tzli on the kikar, so a reddish liquid came out from the tzli. Shall is this dam? Does it look like dam? We'll see in a minute. So kikar shechotach ala bosa also lo achlo, not allowed to eat this kikar. V'hani mili da'asmik. Now, he says a few tanoi. Asmik means there was a lot of blood in this chaticha of basa. Let's say he was bruised and a lot of blood, b'chaye ha-beheime, gathered into this moke. It was a bloody piece of meat. You roasted it, and now when you cut it, it looks like blood is coming out. You cut it over some bread. You're not allowed to eat the bread. Animili da asmik, so now we say you're not to eat the bread, that means the was a bloody piece of meat, number one. Number two, animili da avre, that it goes through the bread. The whole oivy of the bread is saturated with dam. It means it doesn't stop by the top layer of the bread, it goes through the bread. Bahani mili da'as meche, it's also has a thick consistency. Avol kalishta less lumbo. But if it has a thin consistency, so don't worry about that. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Shechotach aleh basok, shuchaytech min atzli. We have something that was roasted already. And it was edible. Asa la'ochloi mimnei shahadam yoytzei v'nivla boi. So from the pashtus lashon of Rashi, it would seem as follows. Shita Shmuel is, if when you, that there's dam in the tzli, after it was roasted already, it's roi la'achila, it's a tzli that's roi la'achila, there's still dam there. Now, kozman, you eat the dam, afterwards, it's no problem. So it's called dam evorim, that's mutter. But if through the duchke de sakinim, when you cut it, so somehow that controls that dam that did not go out through tzli, goes out through duchke de sakine. So Shmuel, this is dam. I'm sorry, this is dam shepirish. This is dam shepirish. It left the eva and went on the kika. So Shmuel holds, this is dam, as it may say from Rashi. But we have another few conditions that mean, after means a normal tzli will not make that this should occur. But if it's a bloody piece of meat to begin with, and now you cut it, that's the tanai that it was asmik, shayabosa odim. Bahani mili da'avre, shenokav adam esakika. That means like it saturated the kika, kloima over mitzidoi litzidei atshenire mishnei tzodim. The Rosh, in Taisa Rosh, doesn't understand klor, what this accomplishes. He doesn't understand this. But el kaponim, but so the other Tanoimi understands very well. Number one, there was a ribui dam in the chetiche before you roasted it. And number two, vahani mili da'as mechei, shoyoisei moil hayoitz min abosor obo. It's a thick consistency. Avol tzolul lav damu. So the Rita's loshen of Rashi is that it's dam. Shmuel holds its dam. It's roasted. Good. Roasting can get rid of not all the dam. Roasting gets rid of a chelik of the dam. But there is still a dam that's muvla in the boso, and by cutting it, the duchya, the sakina will be moitzi this dam. And this is dam. This is dam shepirish. So this you're not allowed to eat. This is, just 1 second. This is Shitas Shmuel. Zok te gemore weiter. Aber, in der Reihe it holds, this is only a marasai in the kedin, it's not bil dam, after it's li, I feel according to Shmuel, it's not dam. If it was roasted and it's edible already, it's not dam, but it looks like dam, so it's marasai in the kedin. So if a machloik is, if it's a marasai in the kedin, Rashi weiss tois, Pashtus, it's dam. Rashi says it's dam. Yeah, zipte gemore. Shmuel shodi leile kalbe. Shmuel, so if he had a kika, they cut it over a kika. But he did this exactly, I don't know. But he cut it over a kika, so the kika he gave to the dogs. He wouldn't eat this kika. Ravuna yoiv leile shama. Rav Yehuna gave it to the Mishores to eat. He didn't eat it, he gave it to the Mishores. Back to Gemara, Rav Yehuna is shver, monofshe. Ishori, lekula al Mishor. If it's mutter, it's mutter for everyone. He also called me also, but I don't need it, you give it to the Mishores. So he said, Tzumor says, Shani Rav Yehuna danine daite. Rav Yehuna was an instant, he didn't need it else. Halachic reasons, he held it's not done. It was chaylik on Shmuel. But he was an istanis, so that's why he couldn't eat it. So he gave it to the Mishot. Rava ochilei, Rava enjoyed this dam. The korilei chamar basar, this is the wine of the dam. Rava held, after it's nitzle, that it's roi lechel, that's not dam anymore. The dam, it looks like dam, but it's not dam, memel it's mutter. Fakerti used to drink it. This is the wine of the boss. Zogt Rashi, Shagel ele kalba lo kika mon of shech di ele bo ele meichle ele shame sof ele yisuri gives the mesharis isa tanine dai te haid lo yochel ele mishum de isne isu vla mishum isuri chamar boso yein ha boso rov akord et yein ha boso that's that zook the gemara vaita now we have a new gemara and we'll see how this stems with the previous gemara Oma Rav Nachman Oma Shmu Hei Menichen Kli Tachas Boso. Now, when they used to roast meat, they used to want to catch the drippings from the meat, the fat from the meat, the schmaltz. So Memele, so then also, there's also a problem, that will also come out. Hei Menichen Kli Tachas Boso Ad Sheichle Kol Mare Ad Mumishebo. When the redness will leave the behemoth, then you'll know that the dam is taken care of, and then you can put a keli to catch the drippings of the fat. Like the Gemara, now this is a very sosum dike guideline. When do you know that the marad mumis, that it lost the marad mumis? When do you know this? Is Mazuta Mishmedra Papa Oma Mishetale Timrosai. When smoke starts coming out of it. Now let us see Rashi. Zatrashi Menichen Kli Beidugi Dalar Achiyichle She Kol Domai. When you see the meat is not the She Kol Domai Kva Niflat Mimeno. The dam was Niflat. Mishetala Timrosoi. So Rashi says two things. Number one, Shahaboso Mala Osha. That smoke is coming out from the boso. Smoking already. That means it seems close mind there's dam in the boso. It seems it doesn't smoke. But if smoke starts coming out from the boso, that means that there's no more dam there. Lishnachine. Shiagecholim malenoshin. The coals underneath, smoke is coming out from them. So Trashi shekozman shadam shoises aleim. Kozman the dam drips on the coals. Einem ela kovin bahulchim. So they get extinguished. The dam extinguishes the coals. So mamela so then no smoke comes out. Avoksha shumen noitev ein malenoshin. When the fat starts dripping, then it starts smoking. It doesn't extinguish the flame. If I can't, it starts smoking. It starts smoke comes out. Losh and Mayim. So Memele, so we have over here that Shmuel said, if you see smoke coming out either from the coals or from the boso that you're roasting, that's a simen, the dam left it, and now you can take your basin and you can collect all the schmaltz you want. Maski flo Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi asked, and Shmuel, Mazutra says the Shia. Maskilo Ravashi, Vidilmo Tato Moto Ilo Le Moto. That means like this, that you're roasting meat over coals. Now, there's a difference in time when the bottom chalik that's closer to the coals gets roasted, and the top chalik gets roasted, because it's further away from the coals. Now, when the bottom chalik is roasted already properly, so then I have news for you, so I'll start smoking. Smoke, because the bottom chelik is roasted, so it'll start smoking. The coals will start smoking because from the bottom chelik, fat is now dripping out on the bottom chelik, so memela, so the coals will start smoking. But that does not necessarily mean that there's no more dam in the meat. Could be the top chelik still has dam. The top chelik has another 20 minutes till the dam will get out of the top chelik. you see smoking, so that's a simen. So that's not a true birur that all the dam went out. That was Ravashi's kasha. Dilma tato mota, ilo aloi mota. Maybe the bottom chelik is roasted, the top chelik is not roasted. So, I think the Rosh Yosef Mutzitzer, so what's the machlokes over here? I mean, Mazutre says, Mishetale Timrosa, smoke is coming out. So Ravashi said, Kasha, that's all right, that all the dam left already. So I think the Rosh Yosef is one side, maybe he holds dam shebishle is at the Rabbonon. So Mamela, so the whole thing now is a suffix in the Rabbonon, and say it could be Mekel. Maybe he held, you're not allowed to be Mekel. Maybe old dam shebishle is at the Rai, said the Rosh Yosef, Mutzitzer, though, but the shakla v'tayis. But al kaponim, mazuta was mekel. If you see very smoke coming out, don't be so frum and bedagdik. I can assume the dam came out. And Emarava, she says, no, you don't know. The smoke can come out. It's not 100% proof. Could very well be that there's still dam there and the smoke is coming out from the chelik that got roasted. Elo Emarava, she lesle tekante, elo mishte beitarti gilele milche, umishafye. Let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi. Vidulma tato moto tzada tachin shel tzada gacholim nitzle ve'elyen loy nitzle. The Mal says she takes two particles of salt, tre gilulei de milche, bein ala bosa, you salt a little bit of the meat. While we were roasting it, we didn't salt it. Salt a little bit of the meat, bein b'seicha keli, you put some salt in the keli, Vahadam nigrar etzel amelech l'shulayim. And the salt attracts the dam, and so he says, that's what you do. You don't know if there's your dam, nish dam. So if you put salt there, so the salt will attract the dam, and the dam will separate from the fat, and then you can have your fat gesuntay. That's what Shmuel said, that if you see smoking is a raya. Smoking is not a raya. But if you'll put, I'll tell you what to do. You don't know exactly when it finished. So you put salt, and you put salt in the keli. The salt will extract the dam from the shuman, and then you can have the shuman. What does Rashi say? And then, umashpaya, then you pour over the fat into another keli. Right, that's what you do, finished. And then you know you separated the dam from the fat. Barisi baloch is doilis. The dafke nokat tre gilili klima ma'at melech. You can only do this with a little salt. Avol melech harbe poisech koyach adam. Voiseyu kimayim, that means a lot of salt takes away the koyach adam, and it gets more watery, vohunecha misari v'mashumim, and then it gets mixed up with the shumim. So you put a lot of salt, you defeated your purpose. Now you won't be able to separate the dam from the shumim, and then it'll be also, nanagei alonu, so Taisu says, we're on to Taisu tonight, but in the Gei alonu, Taisu says, so since we don't know exactly how much salt to put in, we can't be soymach on this heter.